Lord God Almighty, Father, I thank you for dealing with me first and showing me, Father God, who I am and how I ought to operate with people. Father, I'm so glad that you are just bringing me to myself, Lord. Oh God, and I thank you for everyone in the congregation. Lord, sometimes we wonder why things happen, but you know what you're doing. Oh God, sometimes you put us to a place to bring us to our knees, oh God. But everything is in your hands, Father. Lord God, and we thank thee for everyone in the congregation this morning. And I pray, Lord, that they will not leave here today without being blessed. I claim every one of them a blessing today in Jesus' name. Those who don't understand, Lord, open the understanding. Father God, they will see the God that you are. A God is forgiven. A God is forgetting. Oh God, forgets, Lord. So Father, we give thee praise and thanks now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for everyone, the musicians, the singers, and everybody. Oh God, Father, we thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. So we're going to look into our Bibles. Amen to the book of Romans, the 4th chapter, and also Psalms 32. Amen. Psalms 32. Amen. So we're going to get Romans 4, 5 to 8. And we're going to get Psalms 32, 1 to 3. Amen. I think we want to read Romans first. Amen. Hallelujah. So, everybody ready?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you don't find it, don't play your habit and trying to hold the Bible and you don't have it. Amen. So, I do it sometimes. It's not nice. Amen. Especially when you get in the Old Testament. Everybody have it now?
Amen.
Okay, Romans 4. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted. Amen. His faith is, somebody said something, it threw me off there. His faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputed righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
Yes. Praise God! Hallelujah!
Come on, brother.
Oh, my, I feel good.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Ready.
Hallelujah!
Amen. Psalms 32.
Amen.
Amen. I feel anointed already.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Psalms 32. Hear what it says here. Psalms 32. Verse 1. Blessed is he whose transgression is what?
Amen.
Whose sin is what?
Amen.
Blessed a man unto whom the Lord impute not iniquity.
Amen.
And in whose spirit there is no?
Amen.
When I kept silent, my bones waxed old. Amen. To my roaring all the day long.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless the reading of his words. You can be seated. My sermon today is, the Lord said, you are blessed. Amen. The Lord said, you are blessed. The problem is we listen to what other people say about us. And because we listen to what other people say about us, we miss the mark. And get us all confused. But the Bible says, the Lord said, you are blessed.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I want somebody to say today, I am blessed.
I am blessed. Hallelujah.
No, you mean that?
Yes.
So don't worry what anybody tell you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we go on by the grace of God. We get discouraged. Men will never say anything good about you.
Amen.
Never. Amen. Always have to say something bad about you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I like that. Amen. Always got to say something bad.
Amen.
Now, even though you make a mistake, God still don't wipe you off.
Amen.
You make a mistake with men and they wipe you off of the map.
Amen. The Lord.
But today, I know you're going to be blessed. I was blessed, amen.
Amen.
And if you remain the same after today, then something is wrong with your spiritual appetite.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. We listen too much to what people have to say.
Amen.
If you make a mistake, so what? Make it right and move on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We get discouraged. Men will always say something bad.
Amen.
You will try your utmost best. And it is never right in the eyes of men.
Amen.
You know about that, right?
Yeah.
You will try your utmost best to do things right, and even your best is never good in the eyes of men.
Amen.
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 Amen. But we got to forget that. We got to have a communication with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because that's how man is. Listen to what God says. Listen to what he's saying today. You are blessed.
Amen.
No, you don't judge yourself by yourself.
Speak, my Lord.
Amen.
Speak,
you don't
Lord.
Judge yourself by yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Or by someone else.
Speak, my Lord.
So you look at someone else and you see them jumping and praising God and carrying on, and you judge by that? No.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that person might be a hypocrite.
Amen.
That person might be living two lives.
Amen.
Amen. We heard about this big major in the army. He was living two lives. He was a major at day, and at night he was a murderer. Amen. And he tried to escape so long, but eventually he was found out.
Amen.
Amen. But let me say it is on the internet, it is a ledge.
Yes, sir.
It is a ledge. You may always listen to what they're saying. It is a ledge. Even though they know it's a ledge, because nobody wants to be sued.
That's right.
Amen. So it's a ledge. Amen. Judge yourself. How you judge yourself? By the word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You judge yourself by the word.
Amen.
Not what somebody else say.
Amen.
Because if you wait for somebody to judge you right, they will not.
Amen.
The Bible said, judge not that ye be not judged.
Amen.
We should judge righteous judgment.
Amen.
But instead of that, we judge human judgment.
Speak, my Lord.
And human judgment always put you in hell.
Amen, amen.
And they make no way for you to come out.
Amen, amen,
but
amen.
But God made a way for you to come out.
Hallelujah.
This morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do what the word said.
Amen.
Claim what the word said.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Claim, I am blessed.
Speak, my Lord.
I am healed.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You heard last Sunday.
Hallelujah.
When you say, I am,
yes.
Amen, I am is God's name.
Yes.
So don't put I am with sickness. I am sick. Don't put it there.
Hallelujah.
Because it does not line up. I am healed.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. I am well.
Yes.
Amen. My, what a blessing last week. Amen. I was surprised, to be honest.
Yeah.
But things have changed now.
Yeah.
That's why you see God deals with people.
Yeah.
And you cannot judge a man for yesterday.
Yeah.
Judge a man for today.
Yeah.
So we look back at a man's life years ago and we judge. No, we judge according to today.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalms 119, 11. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that
yes,
I might not sin against thee.
Amen.
So the word has to be in your heart.
Amen. My Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The word has to be in your heart, not your head, in your heart.
Speak, my Lord.
When the word is in your heart, you will not sin.
Speak, my Lord.
Amen. My
hallelujah.
Even when I said I'm feeling good already.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My. So
thank
keep
you,
those motors humming. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It took me some time to get this together, so praise amen. Him. Hallelujah. But I know that, praise amen, him. Something will happen today. Yeah. If whilst I'm preaching, you feel a certain way, you want to run to the altar, you run.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll pray with you and then go back and sit down.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's how the way it was in the Bible day.
Amen.
Don't wait for the end, because by the time you get to the end, you cool down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. So we move on here by the grace of God.
Amen.
My. Hear what the prophet said. In Psalms 1, we read, blessed the man who God will not impute to him an unrighteousness.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know
sir.
Why? Because he is Jehovah Tissakinu, the Lord, your righteousness.
Yeah.
The righteousness you have is not yours.
Speak,
because
my Lord.
Your righteousness is like filthy rags in God's eye. Amen. Don't try to make yourself righteous.
Amen.
Now, if like filthy rags, let God righteousness come inside of you. And then you does not praise yourself.
Praise
you always praise the Elohim.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Always praising Him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Try to help them.
Thank
not
you,
take a hold and put them forward inside.
Speak, my Lord.
God doesn't do that to us.
Speak.
Amen. All right. Let's move on here by the grace of God. He says here, David, amen. He said here, the blessed man is a different man.
Amen.
David speaking, saying, how blessed he was.
Amen.
The blessed man, he was like a tree
amen.
That planted by the rivers.
Yes.
Of water.
Amen.
Amen. He would bear his fruit in his season.
Amen.
Oh, I like that.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
He will bear his fruit in this season.
Amen.
Not the Laodicean season. Because we are not the Laodicea.
Amen.
We have been called out the Laodicea by a message prophet. Come out of her and be separated. Hallelujah. So in your season now, you are bearing your fruit, which is brotherly kindness for this age. But in your brotherly kindness, you must have faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. You cannot have brotherly kindness alone. It does not dwell alone. You know what I said? It does not dwell alone. So you will have all the rest, and this is your season of brotherly
kindness. Speak, my Lord.
Amen. So I don't care what anybody say. If you don't have brotherly kindness, you're not bearing fruits for your season.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. The ungodly would not be so. He would perish.
Thank you, Lord.
The blessed man was God's man. So if you are blessed today, you are God's man. That's the woman, but you include in the man too. Amen. You are blessed today. And walk up the head telling the devil you are blessed.
Amen.
You don't have a job, say, I am blessed. I have a job. I will be working. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God says, I'm rich above all things, that you prosper. And he in heaven, even as your soul prospers. That's what the Bible says. So many people out the church and say, what has to do with me? What that has to do with me? That's not my promise. My promise, he will supply my every need.
Hallelujah.
He will supply my every need.
Hallelujah.
That's my promise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. I don't care how much walking down the road of hell. Amen. I am not. I'm walking in the road to glory. If you fall, that doesn't mean I have to fall. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and you cannot fall if these things be in you.
Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
is not in your wife.
Praise your name, Lord.
The wife wants to go. Don't worry. Don't fight your God to bring her back.
Hallelujah.
Don't you worry. You're taking on the thing too much. Leave it in the hands of God. Commit it to God. And watch how God will work. Don't hit anything. Hallelujah. I used to do that years ago. Amen. Hallelujah. You're hinting things and you're hinting things. Don't hint nothing. Hallelujah. Just close your eyes and watch God work. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Another one here. I got Brother Andrew testify, frightened out about his wife. Amen. God, I said, don't worry. God's going to bring her. God made a promise to you. So don't you worry. Since it's all the children, no matter what, you hold on to God. I don't care how old they are. They have to come because you believe in God for them. Since it's all. Don't you worry what you see. You don't go by sight, you walk by faith. Abraham didn't walk by sight, he walked by faith.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Did not David say, blessed a man,
amen,
who God will not reckon sin,
amen,
and impute sin to him.
Amen.
God don't hold a sin against,
amen,
this creature.
Amen.
God don't hold a sin against this creature.
Yes,
he said that's strong.
That's right.
Amen. He said that isn't skim milk.
Come on,
but that's the Bible. God will not reckon sin to the righteous.
Amen.
God will not reckon sin to the righteous. Man will reckon it to you, but God does not reckon sin to the righteous.
My Lord.
I don't care what they call you.
No
matter what they tell you. If you are blessed today, you are blessed.
Hallelujah. Speak, my Lord. Praise the Lord.
They even tried to tell Jesus he wasn't blessed. Amen. They tried to tell Job he wasn't blessed.
Come on, brother.
Amen. But Job said, God said, he's perfect.
Amen.
You see a difference?
Amen.
Man says he's,
amen,
not blessed, but God says he's perfect.
Amen.
Which one you want to hear?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Man gets you all so disgusted and frustrated and everything.
Amen.
My God, my Father.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Even when your own family in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody, even though they know the person do the thing, they still get lawyers and lawyers and so forth to fight the case to see if they can get off.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But the saints of God, we don't do that.
Amen.
Amen. We get lawyers to sink them more.
Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sink them more in what it is. My God, we move on now by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Are you blessed today?
Amen.
Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Oh my God, what else you want to hear today? Your sin and iniquity, God will remember it no more. So why are you worried what people are saying about you? If you made it right, move on.
Hallelujah.
If you made it right, move on. Let the dog bark. The caravan is going on. Hallelujah. I said, let the dog bark. The caravan is moving. Amen. Follow the cloud. Amen. Not follow the dog, follow the cloud. When the cloud moves, you move. For me, I don't know what for you, for me to move it on. Forgetting all the things that are in the past, let's move on. I If you forget the things that are in the past, let's move on. God, the perfection. Protection. I say you have no protection in the pit of fire mode. Amen. Somebody, even if you make your house fortified, or whatever it is, your tent, whatever you did, when you see that pit of fire move, and you see the leader start to move, moving in. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Move in the cloud. Right. Psalms 103 said, I am the Lord who forgive all thine iniquity.
Thank you, Lord.
I am the Lord who, you see what comes off the I am here? I am the Lord who forgives all. You know what all is? If not some, all.
Amen.
Amen. All thy iniquity. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Who heal all thy diseases, sickness, you hear. You might come and confess your sins to me and ask me to pray for you, but I cannot forgive you. If you sin against me, I can forgive you. You know, we sin against one another, right? I can forgive you, but I cannot forgive you if you sin. But if you sin against God, He's the only one can forgive. He has forgiven every person in this world.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. You see, me and Brother Nelson, all the people, yes.
Amen.
He's forgiven everybody in the world.
Yes.
What the Bible says, for God so what?
Love.
Oh my God.
Amen.
So all those sinners out there He loved. All those sinners He died for. All those that He criticized and condemned, He died for them.
Speak, my Lord.
Amen. And ever will be in the world. That's already, for they are already forgiven.
My Lord.
But listen to it.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
But it will never help them until they are accepted by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
It will never help you if you don't accept it and confess it. But He did it for the whole world. I love a God like that. He only do it for His family. Or His friends. Or His close associates. The whole world. Sinners, everybody. Even the major. Amen. Whoever it is. The other major in America. Amen. That killed so many soldiers. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a God we serve this afternoon. Amen. If that God will be inside of you, it will operate exactly like Him.
Amen.
Amen. Holy God, we have a fight going on. There's two dolls, a white doll and a black doll. That fighting inside of us.
So true.
Hallelujah. Whichever one we feed more, that's the one going to be stronger.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory be. That's how the Indian was able to explain it.
Yeah.
That's not what the prophet said. The Indian said that.
Yeah.
And he just quoted what he said.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are we going good?
Amen.
He that coveteth sin shall not prosper. For whoso confess and forsake shall find mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come
confess
on.
And forsake
amen.
Shall find mercy.
Amen, amen.
Then you are blessed.
Amen, amen.
You would have said, then
amen.
You are blessed.
Amen, amen.
When you confess and forsake, stay away from him.
Amen.
Then you are blessed.
Amen.
Then you can say, I am blessed.
Amen.
Not what they're doing in the message, living in filth and saying they are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Committing adultery and fornication and lying and said, amen, I am blessed. No, you're not blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is the only one who
amen.
Can forgive
amen.
And forget.
Amen.
We forgive, but God forgives and forget.
Hallelujah.
So you might remember all the wrong things you did years ago, but if you confess God, God doesn't even know what you're talking
that's
about.
Right.
Amen.
You remember Salmon?
Yeah.
God don't even know what you're talking about. Like you're going to say, Lord, remember yesterday, Father, I really was sorry about yesterday. God said, so what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
God is not in his memory.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah, it's not in his memory. He don't, oh, if we would only get that revelation, we'll dance every time we come to church.
Amen.
We'll have a good time to know that there, God don't remember when you ask God forgiveness, God don't remember what you have done wrong.
Amen.
It's in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nice one here now.
Oh God.
Amen. God, Saul, he killed God's people. After he was converted, God talked to Saul like nothing, did nothing wrong.
Amen.
You know what I said?
Amen.
God talked to Saul as if he did nothing wrong.
Hallelujah.
All what he did to God's people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All what he did. God started to talk to Saul now like he was a new man.
Amen.
God never made reference to what Saul did.
Amen.
Never made reference.
Amen.
Amen. He said, go to Ananias. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Even the disciples saw him as a killer.
That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
The disciples still saw him as a killer, but God saw him as a saint.
Hallelujah.
God don't wait until your death to make you a saint.
Amen.
Hallelujah, saying this and saying that after you're dead.
Amen.
No, God has made you a saint right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's look into our Bible here, this story here in Acts. Amen. This is a blessing.
Amen.
To see the difference here, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Acts 9.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's see here. Amen. Acts 9.
Yeah.
And mark it. Amen. And Acts 9, reading from the 10th verse. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And he said unto him, arise, go in the street which is called Straight.
Amen.
And inquire in the house of Judas for one called who?
Oh.
Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth. This is God talking now.
Amen.
Amen. And I've seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him that he might receive his sight.
Amen.
And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard so many, I heard by many of this man how much evil he had done. You see what he's doing now?
Amen.
You see what he's doing? How much evil he had done to thy saints in Jerusalem? And here he had authority from the chief priest. He talking to God, you know. Chief priest, the binal, that call on thy name. He think God and say, all right, my son. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. I want you to read that together with me. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. You see, God had come to him. What was Ananias had come to him? Lord, I've heard. Well, don't continue reading now. We can stop reading now. Hallelujah. Amen. Read the rest when you go home. Hallelujah. Amen. We have heard, Lord. We have heard.
Amen.
But God is saying, oh, what you hear? Now you can see.
Amen.
I have heard, but now see what I've done. See my transforming power. See what I can do. But God never make reference to what he did before.
Amen.
He says he's a chosen vessel.
Amen.
Don't you want a God like that?
Amen. Amen.
Don't you want a God like that?
Amen.
Amen. Never go back in your past. You cannot go back in your past. I don't care what you did. I don't care what you said. You don't go back in your past. Won't you repent?
Amen.
You always move forward.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Always forward march. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, just to give you this testimony before I move on. You know, many of you know that I always talk about this minister, amen, in Guyana, how he was so mighty and powerful, preaching, amen. And I knew him in around the 80s or something like that, powerful preacher. Some of the saints met him when they were down there, amen. I don't want to call his name, but some of you met him. Some might know who I'm talking about. So I remember one time I went down to Guyana, and I went looking for him. And I told another minister, I want to find this brother. Because I ain't giving up on him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Many of us, we give up on people. Don't give up.
Amen.
There's always another chance.
Hallelujah.
If God give you another chance, then
hallelujah.
Amen. You know what? If not you were looking for God, God
amen.
Was looking for you.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He said he was looking. No, no, no. God was looking. Adam, where are thou? I'm looking for this minister.
Amen.
And the minister took me into, like I was down to another minister, and I said, around shop, he said, well, what are you saying? I said, I know a bar. Amen. I said, okay, same thing. I said, something, call it pub. Same thing. Are they just different countries called him? I said, he was in a rum shop.
Amen.
Amen. And he was sitting there. Amen. He didn't see me walk in. And I went and sat next to him in the rum shop. He said, well, Nelson, go in the rum shop. Yeah, Jesus went in every way to pull you out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I even went in the pulpit to pull you out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I sat next to him, and all the fellows watching me. He ain't seen me yet. He haven't seen me sitting there. And they're talking away and they're watching me. And then suddenly look around. You know, like if you're going to get a hole and put somebody inside, he would have glad for that. But no, amen. You look and he saw me. He was so shocked because he had no plans of seeing me there. He walked out to the rum shop with me. And he was drunk. And I look at this man. He went on his house, saw the spoken word books and everything with dirt and everything. Amen. And a Jehovah's Witness was there. And here this man talking about God in his drunken state. That's why gifts and calling without repentance.
Amen.
Amen. You can have gifts, brother and sister. This man, I saw him defend his message. And he's in a drunk state. Because that he had that gift. Amen. And so, brother and sister, afterwards, after every time I would go looking for him. Amen. I would go looking for him. I told another minister, I would like to find him. I go downtown and see him pushing a little cart selling water, cold water. And you don't know how important that is in a hot country. Amen.
Amen.
People outside, they're selling. And they're selling it back. And I would go meet him. One time I met him. I said, you know what? I said, you are a backsliding preacher. Amen. And you need to come back to God.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes it's, oh, you're so rough. Sometimes it's good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, you need to come back to God. Left him. The last time we were down there, some of the saints saw him. He came to the meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. And God dealt with him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Y'all remember him?
Amen.
God dealt with him in those meetings. And I don't care what anybody He said, I feel blessed when I know that God can use me to help somebody.
Yeah.
He was so tremendously blessed. He came to the hotel where we were staying. He wanted to see me so bad. Amen. But I couldn't really talk to him much. And then we went over to the church and got him in a room and laid hands upon him, prayed for him. He had a limp or something like that. Prayed for him. Hallelujah. And I said, you need to get back to God. He told me, you want to go and pitch yourself first. You got to get yourself right with God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I said, you got to get yourself right with God. I said, what you need to do is stand up in the church and testify that, amen, all what you did wrong, and that you come back to God, and let it be a testimony all over Guyana that you came back to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The minister told me, I think that yesterday or 2 days ago, he told me, I want to testify to you that that brother came back to God. And he's in the church. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord. Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said he came back to God.
Hallelujah.
He said he's grown up in the church. And he testified. He said, I'm a failure. I'm what caused what happened to Guyana. Amen. I give that out to send an offering for him.
Amen.
To help him out. Amen. To raise to his feet back again.
Amen.
My God, that's the God we serve today. But you don't need a pit, he can't show to the pit. That's the God that I serve today. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I asked him certain things, and he honestly confessed to me certain things years ago. Amen. He didn't tell me to then come back and say, yes, so is the case, because he wanted to make things right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I don't care what anybody say. If God can use me in such a way, I thank him for that. If it's one soul we come back, oh, brother, sister, I feel good in my soul. And I didn't put it down and leave it like that. I didn't look into him. David confessed in Psalm 51, you never hear God mention anything again about that with David. Never hear God even make reference to what David did. What is Bathsheba?
Yes.
Never hear God mention nothing no more after that. But with us, we always remembering and going back.
Amen.
Always going back, going back, going back.
Amen.
Come on, let's start going forward now.
Amen.
God has made you to go back.
Amen.
There's no protection for you going back.
No.
The protection is always in front.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Protection is always in the front, not the back.
Yeah.
Your helmet. Amen. Your sword, everything is for the front.
True.
We keep going back in people's lives. Why don't you go back in your life?
Yeah.
You know something? Friday night, I'll tell you how human beings are. Friday night, I'm talking about praying and everything and reading the Bible. You know, for the whole day of Friday, I didn't read my Bible.
Yeah.
And something telling me here, but you should tell the people that you know,
yeah,
that you didn't read the Bible for today. You see what I mean? Something said, tell them you didn't read your Bible. But no, you don't want to say that.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you show human beings are.
Hallelujah.
You never talk about the wrong things you do.
Amen.
I thank God. God can use me as an example.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You never say the bad things you do. It's always somebody else bad.
Yeah.
The yard, you take it and lift up the carpet and sweep it down the day. Don't worry, you will find it after a while.
Yeah.
Find us a handsome roach and thing under there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. All them things, people, and I see sometimes in our place here, we can leave things there, but even summertime, they come and find it. I don't know how these ants and things find these things.
Yes.
So you sweep it under the carpet, they're going to find it.
Amen.
They got answers, look for those. That's a human being ourselves. Ants.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, ants, not human being. Ants is going to look for these things.
Amen.
So what you do, you take it up, take it and throw it in the garbage.
Amen.
And let the garbage people take it away.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Some people love to stock up garbage. You ever seen them? You go in the plate, you can't even walk. Can't go in the passage full of garbage. Amen. Hallelujah. The Vanessa is not garbage. And the older you get, your things become garbage. Things that you so preciously hold on to.
Amen.
After you start to get old, and you can only sit on your one chair. You can't move over to the other one. Hallelujah. That become garbage. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, isn't that right? That become garbage. Because you can't move in all the chairs. Relaxing chair. And what are all the different chairs they got? Hallelujah. Rocking chair. Sleeping chair. Amen. Hallelujah. All you want is a little room. To all those precious things. That you saw, amen, even your money now, that become nothing.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Then God turned around and said, David is a man after my own heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What would you say? He's a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
Look what he do, and being a king too. Come on, man, Abishai. You know David, that big king that fight all that battle? You know what David did? Anytime David already make it right, you know.
Right.
David already made it right with God, and you still talking about it.
Right.
And God don't even remember it.
Amen.
So how do you look there in the sight of God? God don't remember it. David confessed it, and you still talking about it. Sometimes it's so hard to tell somebody that you did something wrong, like you become a worse sinner now. You become a worse sinner. You want to get it off your heart. He said, wait, you mean that's the way you were thinking about me? When it's a devil, and the person is trying to get that devil off of them, and you're trying to put the devil back on. So then you can't go and say, you know, Brother Richard, I talk very bad about you. And I should not have done it. Just the devil can... Wait, hold on. Pastor? Yes, brother. I said things I should not say.
Yes. All right.
Hey, man, next thing you know, I'm not saying you're going to do it, but I just make an example. Richard go on the phone and said, amen. And he look at this phone book, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not saying he's going to do that. I'm just using an example. Amen. He go in his phone book now, and then that's all he's on the phone now. Could you believe that my pastor, what he thought about me, then he called the other one, and then it started going on. It becomes a cyber web, or whatever you call it. Amen. Going around now. So when the pastor come in the pulpit now, everybody watching him. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody watching. Many said, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Everybody watching now. So many preaching now, everybody said, I'm never. We don't shut his mouth up. Hallelujah. Why don't he shut his mouth? Amen. The prophet God said, no matter how much the minister pray, no matter how much you seek God and you come in front of a resenting audience, God will never work.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Amen.
So what you need to do is put that aside and listen to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Put it aside and listen to the word.
Amen.
But I'm just trying to see how the devil works. I was trying to show you, I think it was last week or so forth, when Peter was rebuking Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, I shall die and suffer and so forth. Peter said, hey, Jesus, what's wrong with you? Amen. I rebuke him. And Jesus, he looked at Peter. But behind Peter, he saw the devil.
Amen.
He said, get him behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Satan was talking to Peter.
Yes.
And don't realize a lot of times the devil is talking to us.
Yes.
And we listen to the devil and say, the Lord led me. And do you know the same word Jesus spoke to the devil in the wilderness?
Yeah.
Read it and see.
Amen.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
So as I said, it could not be Peter he was talking to.
Yeah.
Because just before that, he gave Peter the key.
Amen.
Amen.
So how can he give Satan the key? Man said, you'll be so happy to have that key. Hallelujah, glory be to God. You'll be so happy to have that key. So it wasn't Peter, it was the devil that was speaking to Peter. And the devil speaks to every one of us. That's why we got to hear the voice of God. Before you make a move, check it out. Hear what I say? Before you make a move, check it out. Anybody that's traveling long distance, they don't just jump in the car and start driving. If they don't have the GPS, hallelujah. Amen. If you don't have the GPS to go on MapQuest and so forth, then get the thing planned out. Amen. Might be wasting time. Because you see, turn and 48 south, and you're going there. Amen. Like, you know, there was one time, amen, we were traveling. Amen. And we were going to a meeting. I think it was a meeting somewhere. And we met this guy. And he said, oh, go down the road here, turn right, and go driving. And we started driving. But we find we're not seeing nothing, so we stopped. The boy said, you know what? You're all in the opposite direction. Man was so wicked. Hallelujah. To give us the wrong direction. Yeah. And got us driving, and we think we get the right direction. And so what the devil does. Amen. He gives you the wrong direction.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
And they just laugh. It's just fun for them. Right. Amen. To tell you, are you ever driving and they turn on the street, turn right. And when you meet at the street there, turn left. And then you beat a stoplight. And by the time you leave them, you don't even know whether to turn right or left. You ever meet those kind of people?
Yeah.
They got some that will stay some time and just write it. Some they say, oh, go right, turn left, go there. And by the time you finish, you start scratching your head. Amen. What did he say? Amen. Hallelujah. But God don't do that. God has given you a real direction. Amen. So I want to tell you this afternoon, Jesus dropped the charges. The case is dismissed. Amen. So don't want nobody accusing you afterwards.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know there are people that commit, that they allege commit murder, and they put them in prison. But DNA come and find out they wasn't in prison. Now, even though they come out of prison, they have to go before the court now to take that thing off of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Take it off of them. Right. Oh, but Jesus took that off of Calvary.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, Jesus took it off of Calvary.
Amen.
You are blessed. Remember, after you confess. I like that. That's a nice rhyme there. You are blessed. Remember after you confess.
Yes.
And this right song too, you know. Amen. Hallelujah. If you don't confess, then your heart will condemn you.
Yes.
I don't care how much you take word and quote it.
Yes.
You got a heart inside will condemn you and tell you. You're wrong. You're wrong. Hallelujah. There's something inside will condemn you.
Amen.
Amen. My. Now Jesus, in John 19:30, he said, amen. It is finished.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. It is finished. Amen. What is finished? Sin is finished to the believers. Healing is finished to the believers. Death is finished to the believers. You don't die, you go to sleep. And one day you'll be walking. Like I was listening to the Bible today, where I think the disciples, when Jesus was going to Lazarus, said, Lord, let me go and die with him. Amen? Jesus had to explain to them, he is not just dead, he's really dead, because Jesus said he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. So healing is finished. Then you can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? You have passed from death unto life.
Yes.
Jesus did that for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I said, Jesus did that for you.
Hallelujah.
That's why you are blessed today.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Yes.
So you can't tell me you're committing sin and you're blessed too.
Amen.
You can't get two things at the same time. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no big sin or little sin. There's no, some people think, well, it's just a little lie. Just a little lie. They ain't got no little lie like those that cut their hair. Well, I just trim it. It's still a cut. It's a small cut, but it's a cut.
Amen.
The Bible says you ought not to do that. God give you a hair for your glory.
Amen.
The woman's hair is her covering.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We go by the Bible.
Amen.
What the Bible says, we go by that.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. If you continue to lie, your father is the devil.
Amen.
So you can't claim to be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My, this is a story that I'm going to read now that really blessed me. I still got some more, but just bear with me. It will take a little time, but it will bless you.
Amen?
Amen. Now, this is a young lady. I told you about this girl, but now it's a more plainer story now, how the prophet told it. And it will bless you. Just listen. Amen. He said, this young lady, she says to me, are you Brother Branham? I said, I am. She said, would you take me first? He went in the psychiatric place, you know, the ward with all these people. So she said to him, would you take me first? And I thought, why? You are not inside, are you in a psychiatric room? She said, yes, I'm supposed to be. I said, well, my, such a pretty woman. Looked to me about 20 years old. Looked like she have made, this is nice, looked like she have made, she would have made a little minister, a little jewel, a minister. A little jewel and a little sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank God for God.
That's right.
I tell you, brethren, as we all know, ministers or not, there's no one that can console you like a loving wife. Amen.
Yeah.
We got plenty of them in this church here. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all, wives, that console your husbands.
Yeah.
Amen. When
thank you, Lord.
Work tired, you say, honey, how was your day?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you all heart. Amen.
Yeah.
My, you want a cup of coffee or so? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Did you have a hard day today?
Oh,
God bless you, wives, that do that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know why I say that? Because we have Christian wives here. So I know they will do that. Amen. When you come in, they don't turn your blood up into water. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My, why are we getting that laugh in there? Amen. A real wife. When you come in tired and weary, someone sit down and take you by the hand and said, I understand. I know it's hard. Oh, my. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. So those who get that, you see, you hear a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My. So somebody shouting amen. There's something about it. God knows what he's doing when he gives a man
amen.
A wife.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, God bless you, sisters.
Amen.
Amen. My, I won't stay too long on that one. And then I thought, what a little jewel she would be for any man's wife. And I said, now he's saying what the wife's supposed to be, amen? Tell me your story, lady. She said, I was raised in a strict Christian home. She said, one time I started against my parents' better judgment. And many a time, young girls, young boys, it happens like that,
right?
Of going with a boy that packed a flask in his pocket. You know what a flask is, amen? And one night he persuaded me to take a drink. Finally, I took that one drink. And all of them was telling me I was a wallflower if I didn't do it. I thought of myself, too. When I was a young man growing up, I never liked to fool around with women. But you know what, they started calling me gay. And that's what they do to you. And I want to prove to them I wasn't gay. So you know what you had to do. And that's how they get you to do the wrong thing, even at your workplace. They try to say things to make you feel embarrassed. But don't listen to that. At school they do the same thing. Don't listen to it. They're trying to get you in a trap of the devil. Yeah, look at you all with some long dress. Hallelujah. Well, said, this is what we're going to be here in heaven.
Amen.
Twang tarnish of heaven and earth.
Amen.
Amen. The first thing you know, I got the habit of drinking. She said, then I started public prostitution. Amen. They sent me to the Good Shepherd Home, which was a Catholic institution. I served my time there, 3 or 4 years, and turned to be a Catholic. When I came out of this institution, then I was a Catholic. I started right back at the drinking and prostitution again. The law packed me up and gave me 4 years in the woman penitentiary. When I was in there, I served well and keep away from things because I couldn't find the things in there to drink. Amen. When I came out, it didn't do me one bit of good. I joined another church. I joined 2 or 3 churches. Now they finally declare me insane. They just watch me say, I'm a mental case. All this she's confessing. And many times we got to do confession before we get deliverance. I said, you certainly do not talk like a mental case. You know, you ever go in those bad-house places or those places and see how intelligent people talk? You will never ever think that they're crazy in their head. They're so intelligent, I've met them. Trying to find her spirit, see what was wrong. I just couldn't pick it up somewhere, so he was waiting for discernment. I said, have you ever thought of getting married and having a loving kind of husband and little babies? Like all real mothers love and real women love to have little ones. See your little girl pushing here a little baby cart with a little doll in it. And you know, because she's a mother-to-be. That's why the children, if you see a little boy with a baby and a dolly, hallelujah, watch out, something is wrong. Amen. Something is wrong. You still little boy, mommy, give me a dolly. And then he dressed up the dolly with dress, and now something wrong here, right away. Stop it.
Amen.
Amen. That's the reason she had to be mother. She had to mother something. And she said, oh yes, I thought of it, Brother Branham. She said, who would have me? She's thinking herself as a prostitute and so forth. What could I promise a man? Not even a home. I'm no good. Hear this one. And when a person can realize that they're no good, that's the prophet saying, then they're in condition.
Amen.
See, when you're in condition, when you realize you're no good, when you realize you did wrong, then you're in condition for God to deal with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Some of us, we don't want to confess, and they're going to burn you until you die.
Amen.
You say, but that's it, was 30 years. I don't care how long it is. You need to get it out.
Amen.
They can be made something out of it. But when you think that you're just at the top, when you are nothing, then you pass hope. Jesus said in the Bible, thou art naked, wretched, miserable, blind, and don't know. Could you imagine someone on the street that was miserable, wretched, naked, and blind, and did not know it? You walk up to them saying, you're naked, sir. You're naked, sister. You shut your mouth. I'll take care of my own business. You take care of yours. He said, that's a hopeless case. How many of you sometimes you see walking naked? You don't even realize they're walking naked. You try to tell them, they don't even know the difference. Amen. And many people like that. They're addicted to stuff and you try to tell them, they don't realize that you can't get help.
Right.
You will stay like that all the time. But you're going to realize, I need help!
Yes,
help!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
When a man can realize his condition, and he is without God, without hope, and his sins are under the blood, he's a sinner going to the devil's hell and doesn't know he is doing that, then he's in a miserable condition. So this girl had something that you could work on.
Yeah.
After she talked a few minutes, the vision stroke. Now a vision come now.
Yes.
And he started to see this. Remember, the prophet of God would see your life.
Yes, Lord.
I saw then where it was. I said, young lady, Did it occur to you that all these things, reforming and turning pages and so forth, has just been a ritual routine from joining one church to other and making vows and so forth? She said, yes, sir, it has. I said, did you ever think that it was the devil that making you do those things that you don't want to do? She said, Mr. Branham, I have always believed that. Those big eyes flush. I said, that's what it is, sister. You couldn't sign pledges or join churches enough. If you had a book as high as the building, would never do one bit of good. It's the devil that's driving you to those things. Making you do this thing, a slave to him. We don't want to be a slave to the devil this afternoon. He said, that's the way with drunkards, cigarette addicts. You know, they come to this message and they still smoke a cigarette. And immoral. It's all power of Satan that has the people in grip. And they can't break it. But there's one who can break it.
Amen.
He said, ooh, ha. I said, here is your heart. You are telling me that you love to be married and have a husband. I said, you're a beautiful girl. You make a real sweetheart. This is now. You'll make a real sweetheart for some little tired preacher of God.
Amen.
A prostitute?
Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen.
God and the prophet talking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She said, I couldn't promise a preacher. No one else. Nothing in this condition. Mr. Branham, I said, but I want to tell you something. Your sins, listen now, your sins may be black and smutty as hell, but I know there is a fountain filled with blood. Drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Where sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. It can make you as white as snow. Every one of us know what snow is like. Make you white as snow. She said, oh, it seemed like it could be a myth. So I went and I checked myth. So on court now, an inventory story. In other words then, she is saying now that after she's forgiven now, it's like a myth. It's not no way around. And that's the revelation. An idea, a concept, is a counter event of pure myth, imaginary or fictitious things of a person. It's a myth. Finish. Hallelujah. Continue to read. Mr. Branham, she said, I want to be that. I said, will you pray with me? And she said, yes, sir. So she turned around and knelt down by the chair where she was at. And I knelt the other side. I said, now you pray. She could pray for herself. So I said, you pray. And she prayed real sincerely. And I just held her still, feeling if the spirit went away from her. But after a bit, she rose up and said, Mr. Branham, I'm going to take your hand and make you a promise that from this day henceforth, I will never smoke again. I will never drink again. I will never play the part of a prostitute again.
Amen.
I said, I believe my sister. You mean that, but that's not over yet.
Amen.
But it's not over yet.
Yes, sir.
You've done that so many times.
Hallelujah.
But it isn't over yet.
Hallelujah.
There has to be something happen.
Yeah. Praise God.
Something has to happen.
Amen.
If something did not happen to you, something got to happen. All you can imagine,
amen,
how the tears were coming as I was reading the story. She said, what do you mean, Mr. Branham? I said, kneel down again,
amen,
and just keep praying.
Amen.
Kneel down again. That's why sometimes when you come to the altar, he said, continue praying.
Amen.
But you know they don't break you yet.
Praise
you
Lord.
Know when somebody breaks you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did a barrier gonna break you?
Amen. Amen.
For you to get something from God. Did a barrier I got to break you to get something from God.
Amen.
So I put my hand over her shoulder and began to pray. I said, Lord God, you made this woman this way. She's a handmaid. And she could be your servant.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you know what that means, the wife of a minister. Amen. And a good wife to some good man, she's beautiful woman, and she can and you can help her, Lord. The devil has bound her. I pray thee, Lord God, get him to leave her. She continued to pray. All of a sudden, she began to change her note in her prayer. You started here now.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, she struck home run.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said she struck home run.
Hallelujah.
Anybody know what a home run is?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Something happened. And she turned all of a sudden and looked at me with those big staring eyes like an angel dead. The tears running down her cheek. She jumped to her feet and said, sir, I've never felt this way in all my life. I said, now it's over.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
I feel the presence of God.
Lord.
Now it's over.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
That has been 6 years ago or seven. She's married now and has two fine children.
Thank you, Jesus.
She was a prostitute
praise
until that time.
Yes, sir. Praise you. Praise you.
That time when Jesus took a hold.
Amen.
She was a good girl until the evil took a hold from that time. From that time she made herself right. She was no more a prostitute.
Amen.
God, why not wrap right back to a virgin?
Lord.
That's hard to see that, eh?
Thank you, Lord.
As if she was never touched.
Hallelujah.
That's what God does.
Amen.
That's why I say you're blessed.
Amen.
But a man now, when they see, said, oh, I used to be with her. Used to. No more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've changed my partners now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a changed woman now.
Amen.
You knew me what I was. But what I am now is what I'm happy about.
Thank
somebody
you,
said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So we always look at the person past. When God has forgiven them, I don't care if they're a prostitute.
Amen.
Then we find that Rahab had no right to be in the book of Hebrews, the hall of faith.
Amen.
Not the hall of fame, the hall of faith.
Amen.
She had no right to be in the hall of faith, but God put her there. Man will never put her there. But God said, Rahab, she was.
Amen.
But you have plenty of Rahabs. But you want to know the one that was the harlot. Oh, isn't he wonderful? When Jesus rose from the dead, the first person he appeared to was Mary Magdalene, who he cast out seven devils out. He didn't even appear to his disciples. Appeared to Mary Magdalene, and when she told them that Jesus is the Lord, they did not believe, because they could not believe that he could go to that woman. That's why he came to you today. That's why he came to you today. Hallelujah. Amen. Sinful, wicked, adultery, fornication, lying.
Praise your name, Lord.
Some people were committed obedience.
Praise your name, Lord.
Amen. Born candle and incense and all kind of stuff. But once God forgive you, you no more will be a man or will be a woman. Hallelujah. God has transformed you.
Hallelujah.
You are changed.
Hallelujah.
You are blessed.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the devil tell you.
Hallelujah.
You are blessed today.
Hallelujah.
She was no more prostitute.
Hallelujah.
Now think about it. Brother John, think about it. She was no more a prostitute in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. She was like a virgin now. Amen.
Right.
Many times men said, oh, not that one. She used to. Come on, stop the used to.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How many times planes crash?
Amen.
Amen. But you don't sit down and say, well, let me check the history of the plane crashing before I go in the Italian. Glory be to God. Amen. It crashed in here.
Amen.
It crashed there.
Come on.
It crashed there.
Amen.
When you call the lady, say, I need a flight to Guyana. And she don't tell you, well, you know, plane just crashed, you know. Amen. You know, the other day, one in Mumbai or wherever it is, a plane crashed. No. They don't tell you that. They keep that away. Because they want you to travel.
Yes.
Amen. And you don't sit down with your listener on the plane and say, well, I wonder if you're going down this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That would be a miserable flight for you.
Very, yes. Very, very miserable.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, very miserable flight.
Yes, yes.
But every time the captain put on the thing, put on your seatbelt, start to shake his head, maybe it's now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe it's now.
Oh.
One time I was traveling over Cuba, and I've never had an experience of plane again. That plane went like that. Whoop, it's like your whole stomach came out. Just like whoop, one thing like that, and it came up back again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what? It stopped me from flying, you know. Amen. If I worry that, I won't fly. Some people get it's phobia to those flying. Some people can't fly. The devil come and then they get scared now.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you are not to be scared. God forgive you.
Amen.
No matter who you are, whatever you've done, you can walk in the face of people. Hallelujah. And know that you are clean. Know that God has forgiven you. Hallelujah. No matter what they say, no matter what they tell you, you know that God has forgiven me. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm a child of God now. Amen. You can look on the outside, but God look on the inside. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise
I
the Lord.
What I was.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're thinking about us.
Oh, hallelujah.
You get yourself in trouble. Man, they didn't know I did this and they know I do it. I don't care what you know.
Amen.
In what God don't know, I like that.
Amen.
In what God don't know, I'm happy about.
Amen.
Not what you know about me.
Lord.
And that caused you a lot of time not even want to go certain place and everything. Hallelujah. Because you're all afraid that somebody can tell somebody that your past life.
Amen.
Amen. And then when you walk in, everybody say, hey, look. That's all. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I don't care what you say. I know in whom I have believed.
Yes.
And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. Unto that great day. I don't care what you say. I don't matter what you do. It's what God did for me. He said it is finished. Whatever sin I did wrong, whatever it is, hallelujah.
Lord.
If I do wrong, come and talk to me as a real brother and sister in Christ. Let me move on by God's grace. Amen. And you know the other story about the deacon. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. About the deacon. I still got a couple more minutes. Amen. And then I'm going to close out. Amen. But let me leave the deacon for a little bit. Amen. By his grace. So I don't want to do too much reading now. I just want to kind of finish off here now. Hallelujah. Your sins will be like scarlet.
Yes.
God will forgive. You believe that today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. He says here, look at what the death of Calvary did to you. It paid your price. It settled the question. Your sins be as scarlet. They as white as snow. Red like crimson. White like
praise your name.
Then you
praise
then you have no sin.
Praise
you are perfectly sinless. No matter what you've done or what you do,
praise
you're still sinless. As long as you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, your sins are forgiven. Anything that forgiven is remitted and forgot about. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I just love the Lord this afternoon. Amen. The Holy Spirit is our token. Therefore, when you receive the Holy Ghost, you'll pass from death to life. That's all dear to His cause. Life is in you. And you can no more perish. The Bible said, he that born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. For the seed of God remains in him. And how can he sin when the sinless God is inside of him? Even new creature, desire, ambition is of heaven because he's changed from a cockle bird to a wheat. It is his desire in the same as it used to be. Your desire is not the same like it used to be.
Amen.
I gotta have a man. I gotta have a woman, regardless of what. If those desires are not there anymore, God take those desires away.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord. And he just prayed, oh, I believe that. I'm still sinning. You said, I believe that. I'm still sinning. You're deceived. Amen. It can't explain nothing but a token. So people that say that they believe this and still doing the wrong, Father God said, you are deceived.
Amen.
Oh, there's nothing against me. Say, the Lord never sinned. Repent.
Amen. Amen.
He said that you are standing complete, justified, like you never did it in the first place.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? You standing before him justified as if you never did it in the first place.
Amen.
Speak, my Lord. Speak.
You saw me drunk yesterday. I made it right. And he come and said, oh, you were drunk. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about, drunk. I don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God forgive me and cleanse me.
Amen.
But that's the way we got to be today.
Amen.
Talk about Thanksgiving, I feel real good. I'm more thankful to that than anything else. You are pure, virtuous, sinless bride of the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Every man and woman that born of the Spirit of God and washed in blood of Jesus Christ and believed every word, stand the door. You never sin in the first place.
Yes.
You are perfect. The call of the Holy Spirit searching the heart. You're standing completely. You'll never see the first being. God don't even know. It's in the sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
You never did it.
Amen.
You were accused by the accuser.
Amen.
And we got them. Accuser. False accuser. Accusing you. But really from the beginning you were predestined to be a son and daughter of God.
Amen.
You're standing there washed. And your old book of divorcement put away.
Yes.
And is dead. Absolutely out of existence. Amen. Even in the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
The old book. Amen. Has been thrown away.
Amen.
All your wrong has been thrown away.
Amen.
When you know that, you jump and dance and have a good time.
Right.
You are the virtuous bride of Christ, washed in the blood of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Precious, virtuous, sinless Son of God. Standing with pure and adulterated bright word.
Praise
that he washed by the water of his own blood. That
Praise
become flesh and manifest.
Worthy,
that he might take you.
You're worthy,
which
Lord.
Were predestinated in the bosom of the Father before the beginning.
You're worthy, Lord.
I'm not sinless. Here we say now, I'm not sinless. Listen now, you got mixed up now. I'm not sinless. I got plenty hanging on me, but every hour I'll confess it.
Yes.
Constantly, when I see my wrong, now I turn from that and try to do the right.
Amen.
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 Amen. So if you come along, till things in life is not right, as you see it, you confess and move on.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't try to go to heaven on my merit. I wouldn't get there. I trust in solemnly in Jesus Christ. He's my trust.
Amen.
I believe in him.
Thank
I wouldn't you. Try to do it because I'm a Pentecostal brother. I wouldn't do it on the merit of Pentecost. I'd go on the merit of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He died for me.
Amen.
And that's what I want to be trusting, the merit. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, there is no God in you. There is no unclean habit in you. Because that blood of the Lamb has
Praise
did it. Did it. And
Praise
God cannot impute sin to you.
Praise
after you got a sin offering laying there waiting for you. Why?
Praise
you said, that gives me plenty of room then, Brother Branham. I can do what I want to do. He said, I always do always. But when a man, listen now to this now. But when a man can really see what Jesus done for him and turn around and do something contrary to him, it shows he never received him.
Amen.
That is what it meant in Romans 8:2. The law, the spirit of life of Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So if you go back and do this thing, it means that you never, never made up your mind to serve God.
Praise you.
Confess your faults one to another.
Amen.
Pray one for another that you may be healed.
Amen.
The effectual forward prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual prayer of a righteous man, a righteous man is not a sinless man. A righteous man is a man who is confessing his sins into the righteous one.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Confess it. Every time you realize you do something wrong, you make it right.
Amen.
Or sometimes the wife says, man, I hear it so much time. She ain't know God yet. You know what I said? She don't know God yet.
Amen.
Because Jesus said 70 times 7.
Amen.
So you're always using that. Well, let me use it now. You don't want me to use it, devil. You don't mean it? How you know that?
Amen.
How you know I don't mean it?
Amen.
It always confession. Sorry, sorry, sorry. You should tell God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. Are you blessed today?
Amen.
Oh, blessed be his holy name. My God, my Father. My. Oh, God is good. I want to close out. Amen. But I want to close out with this other story here. Amen. My, this is about the deacon now. You all know the story. Of this deacon. Well, God says, so it hadn't been but a little while, my wife, look, coming up the steps. Here they come with their arms around one another, just crying, the tears running down their cheek. I opened the door, I said, what about it? What had happened here? You all know the story about this Sunday school teacher. She was so mentally disturbed. You see, a lot of times people with these things that happen in their life.
Amen.
Amen. And demons get a hold of them.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes the husband goes out and fool around with another woman. And he don't want to tell his wife, you got a demon on you better tell her. And if she can't forgive you, she need to go to God herself.
Amen.
But we all make mistakes. The wife ought to do the same thing.
Amen.
That's the way the Bible ordained it.
Because
it's going to bother you all the time.
Amen.
They're going to bother you.
Amen.
So best you get it out. She said, well, look, you know, I'm leaving you some. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I did my part. You can do what you want to do.
Amen.
Amen. Like one person told me, you know, and they said, I'm not going to say friend or nothing. One person told me, this is a very high person. He said to me, you know, my wife came and confessed certain things. No, said, I confessed to my wife I did certain things. And they said to me, my wife said to me, well, I got a confession to make too.
Amen.
He said, then she opened her mouth. He said, I grabbed her neck and I almost killed her. So his own was all right. His own was okay. But when she now would have said, I have a confession to make too. Now he tell me what it is, but what would want a man kill his wife? Because she ain't cook his food? But he's demon, mentally disturbed. Person said, I almost hold up her neck and nearly kill her. When she made her confession. Oh, God. What is good for the goose is good for the gander, too.
Amen.
Amen. My, so the story is here, you all know, but I'm going to close out with this right now. Amen. Because you're already blessed and they're going to make you more blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. So she got mentally disturbed. And every time she came before Brother Branham, he could not realize what it is. Couldn't realize what it is. So God had to show him what's the problem with her in her life. And so, keep going. And then she told Sister Amelia, said, whenever the angel of the Lord come, let the prophet call me and see if he can tell me something. Now that's in our subconscious. Whatever you do is in your subconscious deal. It's going to come out, you know.
Amen.
But it's there in your subconscious. And so the angel came and call her over. And when he looked, he said, by the way, you fool around with your husband. He went out, I think a war or something like that, something, and you fool around on him.
Mm-hmm.
This is your problem. Hallelujah. So he said, you have to go and confess to your husband. She said, oh, Brother Branham, if I do that, I'm going to break up my home. So you better do it. So what about our children and everything? You have to do it. Hallelujah. You didn't sin against God. You sin against that vow that you made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You sin against that vow. Amen. And so, she started worrying. And as she going, she said, just a minute. Your husband got the same thing to confess. The other night he was in a car and the train almost killed them in this car, he and another woman. And he said the woman with blonde hair and he described the woman and everything. So not my husband, he's a deacon in the church.
Well, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a deacon in the church. You say, oh, is that right? That's why Brother Johnson Church can't be blessed. He's a deacon in the church. So after all of that now she's going to be delivered now because the thing has been exposed.
Amen.
So he said, you need to go and tell your husband and let him know, and you all try and make things right. So after all of that now, so it had been but a little while, my wife said, look, coming up the step, here they come with their arms around one another, just crying, the tears running down their cheeks. I opened the door, I said, what about it? He said, Mr. Branham, said, my wife called me, and I got in the car, and she said, she came confessing to me that a wrong that she did. You see, like with the other one, she come and confessed to me. She accused me of the same thing. And I said, where were you at? In other words, then how you know that? How you know that I was doing that? That's what it meant. I said, it is the truth, Mr. Branham. I don't know you. I've heard of you by Brother Johnson. I've never seen you. But I want to shake. Amen. I want to shake your hand. Amen. Well, James, you didn't do your job. Amen. Amen. I never seen you, but I want to shake your hand. Listen now. I want to shake your hand and say, it's absolutely the truth.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm guilty. Amen. See where God can work now?
That's right.
And no good to be called a father of my children or a deacon in that church. As soon as I get to Brother Johnson, I'll resign from my job. I said, don't do that. Just get right with God and continue with your job.
Amen.
I said, no need doing that. He said, if God would forgive me, I said, sure. He's forgiven you. Did you confess your wife and ask her to forgive you? You all forgive one another? Yes. I said, now sit down at this time? No. Then when I went down and said, Heavenly Father, you're going to pray for her now. This demon has tormented this girl for all these years.
Amen.
And has no legal right to hold her now because he's done being found. And done being found me right. Now come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. And she's perfectly normal and well from that time on.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, you are blessed today.
Amen.
No matter what the devil tell you, you are blessed.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody says, you know what? She used to fool around with men. She's not a virgin or anything. That has nothing. You ask God to forgive and God transform you back
right,
what
amen.
You were before.
Amen. Amen.
Men will always look at you and say, that one there, why did God tell Hosea? Hosea, go and get a prostitute and marry her.
Amen.
You think it was an easy thing in those days for Hosea? No, I can't hold your hand. I just don't want to hear you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hosea going down the road hand in hand with a prostitute. And then goes, a prophet? Prostitute? Last night I had her and so forth. Hosea had to obey God's word.
Yeah.
What you would have done today? You'll try to hide her. You remember like Joseph?
Amen.
Joseph tried to hide Mary.
That's right.
For what people might think.
Yes.
She ain't even married yet, and you know what I mean?
That's right.
So he privately trying to hide Mary.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. That's how human beings are. You can't help. That's how you are.
That's right.
Amen. But God, he walks with you.
Yes.
And he talks with you.
Amen.
And he always tell you, is it he? You is it. No matter what you've done.
Amen.
No matter what you've gone through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's still there for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't you love him today?
Amen.
Don't you love him today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter what anybody say.
Praise the name, Lord.
No matter what, amen.
Praise the name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in Guyana, I stay in an Indian home in Bath Settlement, and the minister goes through a rough time among the people there. They said, you got a black man sleeping in your bed. Hallelujah. We don't care. We are brothers. Man see colors. Man see hair. But God see his children. Don't you love that?
Amen.
God sees his children. And by the way, I'm not black. Amen. Let me see somebody have a black suit here. Oh yeah, just close to black. Do I look like that? But we accept it.
Amen.
Amen. A white. You know what white is? If you see a white person, you run from them. Hallelujah. Amen. But we just use the words.
Amen.
But I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Amen. For Samuel, you're a son of God.
Amen.
I should have been louder than that. Amen. No matter what anybody say about you, I am blessed.
Yes.
Are you blessed today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you blessed today?
Yes.
Walk with your head up high. I had a friend at work. He was a lodgeman. But he was very smart. He would come to me and ask me questions. And he go in his last place and show that he know plenty, amen. But he said to me, he said, you must walk like you're in a lodge with your head up. Hallelujah. When a lodgeman walk in the court, the magistrate can be a lodgeman and they have signs that they can do. And you don't even know. Next thing you hear that man get off because they all belongs to the lodge.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we got to walk like son of God.
Amen.
No matter what anybody say,
amen.
I am blessed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter what they think, I am blessed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Closing, Jesus met a woman.
Yeah.
Amen. He met a woman that really ill feel. You know the story. I have so many husbands. But did Jesus bypass her?
No.
He went and have a conversation with her.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
My, when they looked at him, he don't know what kind of woman this is. Because he know who he is.
Amen.
He know he's got transforming power in himself.
Hallelujah.
And he is giving you that transforming power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. He talked with her. You know what? She was a predestinated seed.
Amen.
Amen. Don't forget what you did. Don't sit down and mope and say, man, I made so much of a mistake. Thank God for them.
Amen.
Because you make the mistakes now, hallelujah, you can make the right steps now. By making mistakes, you make the right steps now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My! If he wasn't called on Friday night, he wouldn't appreciate God so much now.
Amen.
You have to have the experience.
Amen.
Sit down in the cold. And he said, you know what? You tell somebody, man, I tell you, I went to all kinds of services. There was one time it was so cold. Amen. I had on, oh, you feel so good talking about that. But if you call everybody, you say, we don't have no heat in church tonight. Are you coming? Oh, no, no, I'm going to get cold.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I pray that nobody will be sick.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even the baby I prayed will not be sick.
Amen.
And if I prayed like that, God will answer my prayer.
Amen.
Because he promised it.
Amen, amen. Praise your name, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is Alpha, Theta,
drawn from behind heaven's
veil,
and
oh, I feel good. precious blood. Hallelujah. I am blessed. I am blessed. Lord God, I thank you. Lord God, once I confess to you, oh God, there's nothing against me, Lord. Once I make things right, Father, will you show me all my wrong, Lord? I want to be right. I want to be right. If I hurt anyone, Lord, show me, Father, so I can move on, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray for everyone who will forgive one another, oh God, more than 70 times 7, Lord, and move on by the grace of God, not to be living in the past, Lord. Oh God, not to live in the past. Get in step, Lord God Almighty. We worship you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap now. Power, power, wonder, working power. Amen. Oh, there is power, power, wonder, working power in the blood.
Amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.